Just about 3 years ago, on March 20th, 2015, I drove down to Chicago to pick up my new puppy, Pip. I was still recovering from my heart attack, which had just happened 5 weeks before, so I wasn't very active birding that first spring with her. But the day after we got home from Chicago, crows yelling their heads off alerted us to a great horned owl just 3 doors down. That was the first owl on Pip's life list, and being so close to our yard, it reinforced my commitment to stay with Pip any time she went out after dark. The next week I was with Pip when I saw the other large owl that could make an easy meal of her, a snowy owl in Superior. It was more than a month before Pip saw another wild owl, an eastern screech owl in Ohio, during the birding festival called the Biggest Week in American Birding. Pip was already familiar with screech owls because of My Little Archimedes, but the Ohio bird was her first screech owl in the wild. We didn't see another owl until that September when a saw-whet was calling and hunting in my backyard one evening. And then we went more than a year before Pip added another owl to her life list. That was about 1 in the morning on November 3, 2016, the night my beloved Chicago Cubs won the World Series. The game was over at 11:47 p.m., very late for me, but I was so elated that I couldn't pull myself away from the TV for another hour. When I took Pip outside, a boreal owl was calling away and moving from one neighbor's yard to another to my yard, apparently actively hunting. My education owl, Archimedes, was trilling in response. Apparently, nature itself approved of the Cubs finally winning the World Series, and Pip was still wearing her little Cubs jersey as she added the splendid lifer. That was it for owls on Pip's life list until just this week. On February 19th, exactly the day the Duluth curling team started winning games in their lead up to winning Olympic gold, Pip started seeing new owls again. That Monday is when we went birding with my friend Susan Ciesel. She had come up from Chicago to the Sac-Zimbog Winter Birding Festival, but had a delayed flight and missed her Saturday field trip. On her Sunday bog field trip during the snowstorm, she saw a boreal owl but didn't get to see northern hawk owl or great gray owl. So on Monday morning, Pip and I took her birding closer to our own neck of the woods, where we found both of those two owls. The hawk owl was too far away for good photos, and the great gray flew too quickly, but nevertheless, they were lifers for both Susan and Pip. Then on Friday, I heard crows cawing away from my house and took Pip to check it out. We found another great gray owl, this one a little more photographable, roosting in the aspens across from St. Michael's Church. Those noisy crows, intrepid little chickadees, a couple of downy woodpeckers, and a red-bellied woodpecker bombarded the poor owl as he sat tight. Then on Saturday, Pip and I went to the bog again. This time we got even better looks at a great gray owl on the power line on our side of Highway 7. After several minutes, it dropped to a lower perch for a while. Pip was fascinated. I think this was her best look at any owl ever, except for Archimedes. Apparently, thanks to the Duluth Curling Club having just won the Olympic gold medal at 2 a.m. that very morning, Pip and I also saw a boreal owl. Boreal owls seem to appear for Pip right after extraordinary achievements of our favorite teams. She wasn't wearing a Duluth curling team jersey, but apparently whatever deity arranges these wonderful coincidences knew what was in our hearts. Susan had returned to Chicago with the northern owl trifecta. Pip had two lifers, a couple of more looks at a great gray owl, and another acknowledgement that nature itself approves of our beloved sporting teams. That was a win for all of us. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.